everybody. Thank you very much for tuning into Hawk Talk today. My name is Joel Janikowski. I'm sitting here with Mr. Darren Siemens, and today we are going to quick talk to you about pre-registration for classes for grades 7 through 12, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, in the end of the day, it's going to be 7 through 12. Right now, our big concerns are 9 through 12 for the 23-24 academic year, as that's where those are the classes that have more of the choices and things of that nature. So. And then we'll get junior high kind of caught up as we get going here.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be showing you how you can see what classes are available, how students can go in and find that, and then also choose what classes that they'd like to do. It isn't anything that's set in stone. That's why it's called a pre-registration, but it kind of gets the ball rolling. It gets you, you know, seeing what we have, and also lets us know what classes students are interested in for the upcoming year. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch it over to my other screen over here, and you can see here, I'm at the Hettinger Public School website. So how can we access the pre-registration documents and all of that stuff? So they're all on Teams. So on our school website, we have some really handy dandy little links right here. There's email, PowerSchool, and Teams. I'm going to click on Teams. And if you are already logged into Teams, it'll take you right to here. If not, you have to log into your student's K-12 email account. You'll probably be sitting with them while you're doing this. But your student's going to have something like this, where it's going to say seniors class of 2024 or seventh graders class of 2029. These are made by Krista Olson, our counselor here at the school. But we're going to use the seniors as an example. We're going to go in there. We're going to click on seniors class of 2024. And there is this feed of information. Very familiar to, if you're familiar with Facebook and things like that, this kind of runs the same way. It's kind of like a forum or a Facebook feed. If you scroll up a little bit, she has this post that shows round 2 pre-registration document. This shows you just the list of classes and everything that's available for the seniors class of 2024. So we're going to open that up, Darren, real quick, and we're going to take a look at this, and Darren's going to kind of walk us through this document just for a little bit here.
Now, this is a document that you do not need to print, and this is not a fillable document. This is for reference only to fill out a portion here that Joel's going to show you a little bit later. But again, it is class specific. So this is the seniors. So they have a note at the beginning there that Ms. Olson has in yellow. She references some of the student handbook information because seniors have opportunities to be off of campus more than your freshmen, sophomores, and juniors do. So again, make sure you read all that. And then the rest of it is the go through, and it shows you all of the offerings that are going to be available. So this is where students, you could sit down, grab a notebook. If you, rather than printing this off, just grab some scratch paper, and then you could write down 0 hour. Hey, I'm looking at, I want to take this class. As you see here, a 0 hour that Joel's on. You got the Spanish 1, that's going to be ITV, Spanish 2, ITV. We did kind of play with the idea of not doing those on ITV this year, but for some other reasons, we're going to continue to do that for the time being. The other option is NDCDE. That's an online option. There is no live class at all, but it is taught by qualified teachers, licensed teachers. And then there's a link right there that if you click it, it'll take you to the NDCDE website, and then you can go, and there's options like French, Latin, German, right? And so this 0 hour is where we'll have rooms available for our foreign language component.
Yep. And with that too, I'm going to quick jump in here. The, if you're having issues or have additional questions on these, a great way to do that is to use the chat feature on Teams and message Krista Olson.
Yep.
Your student can totally do that, and she'll get back to you when she can.
You betcha. And you can message me too. But like I said, this next week, I will be out of state for a week. Mm-hmm. But I'll try to stay abreast as much as I can. Mm-hmm. But the best option would be to message Mrs. Olson, like Joel just said. So, so ultimately you can go through all this. It's got first hour options. You got your homeroom, of course, that's already pre-designed. You got second hour. You can see here, seniors, you don't have a choice second hour because you all have to take Problems of Democracy. And then third hour, you have a choice between English with Miss Dunn, or you can take dual credit English through Bismarck State College. Fourth hour, there's a ton of options for you. You know, and then you got lunch, you got fifth hour options. So again, it shows all the different classes that you guys could be taking throughout the day. So again, this is not the fillable document. It's more of a reference point to use to write down your wish list for some of the classes that'll take you, that you'll use to fill out the next part that Joel's going to talk about.
Yep, absolutely. So again, in this feed, we're in the seniors. I mean, it's going to look very similar with other classes as well. She has this poll that you can fill out. It makes it really easy to pre-register for classes. So at the bottom, she has a poll that just released at 10 a.m. this morning. And all you have to do is click start the pollie. Okay, so we're going to click on start poly, and then all it does is ask us what periods we want to sign up for. So all you're going to do is select a choice. Okay, we can pick one of these three or no 0 hour at all. And then you can choose your next one. And then when you get done with question one and question two, which is the 0 period and first period, you can click next. Okay, and then you can choose second period, and then third period is this guy right here, and then we'll click next. We'll just keep filling it out. Fourth period, please choose a full year classes and so on and so forth. So you have all of that figured out. And then we're just going to keep burning through here. We're going to see what it looks like when we're all done. Okay. So we have those. We'll keep clicking next. Keep doing a couple of these here. All right. And then we submit the response and it submits it. Okay. And then it has all that information sent to Krista Olson, and she has what she needs. And that is pretty much all you have to do.
You bet. So again, this is all you have to do. This is pre-registration. It's not final registration. Mm-hmm. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Mrs. Olson will be on campus 8 to 9 a.m. As for some swimming lessons for her child. So she'll be available. Yep. Again, if you want to come in and meet with her and talk about some of the classes, please message her through chat. So she can schedule that, or feel free to call the office 567-4502, and Mrs. Henderson will let Mrs. Olson know. Otherwise, it's pretty simple. Again, it's I say that it's simple for the kids because they work in teams. This mm-hmm. is not new to them.
Yep.
For us parents and stuff, it's a little bit of a nightmare. But you got to remember, this is for the kids. The kids will use their K-12 email account.
Yep.
They know this stuff.
Yep.
So don't let it scare you as a parent. If anything, sit down with them, check it out. Yep. Kids, if you have questions, again, let us know. And this is our pre-registration. So based off of this, we'll make one final tweak of classes, and then we'll do a final registration right around, you know, that middle of July part.
Yep.
And then we'll go from there. So and possibly we'll use the same format. With the first time doing this, one, I want to thank Mrs. Olson for putting all this together on her teams. Done a great job. And based on how well this works or doesn't work, we may use the same format for final registration, or we might do final registration in person where we would ask a parent to come in and all that kind of stuff. Because on the backside of all this, and you know this from what you've seen Mrs. Olson do, she does the four-year planning with the kids.
Yep.
She's checking and making sure each one is taking the classes that are needed for graduation. That way there's no surprises, checking scholarship requirements, all that kind of stuff. So it's a complex beast, but it'll be open here. We'll keep it open for the next 10 days or so. And then we'll keep everybody informed on where we're at for final registration. So thanks, Joel, for putting this out there too.
Absolutely. And thank you very much for tuning into Hawk Talk today. If you would like to see more episodes of Hawk Talk, you can actually find us anywhere that you listen to your podcasts, whether it be Spotify podcasts, Apple podcasts, any of those places. And then also you can find us right on the homepage of the Hettinger Public School website. So have a great day.